custody.
WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It is 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Due to a broken water main supply line at Sam Houston Elementary School, classes have been canceled today. According to a Bryan ISD news release, attempts to repair the line overnight were unsuccessful, leaving the campus without running water. Staff, however, will report to campus as usual. Demand still outweighs the supply at Texas A&M. President Michael Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that about one-fourth of 45,000 applicants will be offered admission next year.
Last year, we did reasonably well. We targeted a class of 10,000 entering freshmen. We had 10,500. This year, we reduced the number of offers, again, modeled in anticipation of a modest increase in the yield rate and so forth. We were... What's that movie, Dumb and Dumber? We were way off, 11,200. I don't think I've ever seen a jump in yield quite like that.
Young says applicants who are not admitted to A&M could still move here and enroll at one of the system schools that are part of the Rellis campus.
We're quite conscious of the possibility of, if the kids come thinking this is a backdoor to A&M, setting it clear quite early. This really isn't a backdoor to A&M.
The president said the deadline was extended for applicants from the counties affected by Hurricane Harvey. That's home to more than one-third of A&M students. The election of a new chairman for the Brazos County Republican Party was in part due to the endorsement of Congressman Bill Flores.
The job of the county party is not to get involved into races and try to pick winners and losers. That's the voters' job. We've had issues in the past where the former chair would not do that. He would try to pick winners and losers. He'd always try to actively recruit people to run against the folks that the voters of Brazos County picked.
Flores was asked during our show if a new chairman signaled a move away from the philosophy of Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Well, see, that's not the issue. The ideology of the county of Republicans is set by the voters, by the Republicans in Brazos County. It's not set by the chair. It's not set by the county party.
Flores says in his 12-county district, fighting inside the Brazos and McLennan County Republican parties were resolved by electing new chairmen. Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson gave a shout-out to city employees who worked after hours to repair a sinkhole on a city street that was created Tuesday by a fully loaded Bryan ISD school bus.
We had that bus that sunk several inches, and we were able to get that street back and reopened same day around 9 or 9:30.
On the Infomaniacs, Nelson said a sewer line leak near a manhole cover caused the void under the street, sinking the driver's side rear wheels of the bus. Bryan ISD officials report the bus was scheduled for an inspection yesterday for any damage. Students from Fannin Elementary were moved to another bus to complete their ride home from school. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It is 46 degrees. You can text us anytime during the show at 979-695-1620. Powered by CitibankOnline.com. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP, 779-2998, or visit us at ctwp.com.
Since 1998, Marblecraft has been the Brazos Valley's premier installer and fabricator of granite countertops, marble showers, and vanities. Hi, I'm Joe Orsak. At Marblecraft, we do residential and commercial remodeling from tear-out to make-ready, including plumbing and electrical services. For a free estimate, give me a call at 846-3881 or check out our website at marblecraftbcs.com. Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. At Marblecraft, it's always our privilege to serve you.
Let's check some weather, shall we? Because we got some out there, and it's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving.
High cloudiness moving into the area already this morning in response to warmer temperatures, which are headed towards the region. Partial sun through the high clouds today, 65 to 70. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. We're 55 to 60. Clouding up tomorrow, breezy. Maybe a shower tomorrow afternoon. High somewhere between 65 and 70. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, breezy 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday, highs on Saturday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we got to talk with head coach Jimbo Fisher of the Fighting Texas Aggie football team yesterday and got to ask him what he really likes about the Brazos Valley.
The people. I mean, it really is. I mean, you love, and I love the town, but I love the people. I think the genuineness of them and the true love they have for the university. It's very obvious.
Our one-on-one with Coach Fisher coming up here in a little bit in the 7 o'clock hour during right here on the Infomaniacs. Also, we'll be talking Aggie baseball, Aggie softball, both picking up big wins yesterday, and, of course, Aggie men's hoops at the SEC tournament today in St. Louis. All that more coming up in sports.
It's called You Don't Know Jack About Jimbo.
You Don't Know Jack About Jimbo.
So we'll have that for you. Did we have the president of a university actually say Dumb and Dumber?
Yes. Yes, he referenced Dumb and Dumber.
Wow. Wow.
And which is weird because I referenced Dumb and Dumber in my interview with Jimbo.
Oh, that is weird. Can't wait.
You all just have to tune in to find out why.
Great tease.
You think when it was done, after he talked to, because he talked to you and he talked to
Clip Howard.
Clip and Louie. And Louie.
But the thing is,
Louie left the office to do something.
Yeah, Louie got in his car and went out in public.
wearing longer pants.
Whoa.
Yeah, he wasn't wearing shorts.
Whoa.
So interesting, though, because we all asked different questions, though.
Yeah.
Because I was asking the ridiculous, goofy questions that we ask on this show.
That's right.
And then Clip was doing it for his outdoor segment because Jimbo's the outdoorsman. So
which is a great idea.
He literally just talked to him about fishing and hunting.
Good.
Loving every day.
Well,
and then
right.
And then Louis had a few football questions for him. I did manage to get a few football questions in there.
All right.
So we still had some time. But
okay. All right. Well, anyways, that's coming up in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, something like that.
All right. So a family in Colorado bought a box of cereal at Walmart, started eating it, realized that it expired in 1997.
Wow. Layla, where were you back in February 1997?
I was not born yet. I'm only 11.
Looks like February 22nd, 1997. I had about 2 bites and that was it.
I just started eating and thinking, it just tastes funny, it must be okay.
I was like, Josiah, you're going to be really sick.
And we just grabbed this off the shelf and, 21 years old.
What? We don't know what kind of cereal it was.
It's 100% natural oats.
Now, how is it that this...
Quaker oats.
How did this come about and make the news on National Cereal
Day?
Okay,
wait, so Quaker oats as in like oatmeal?
It says... Box of Quaker 100% natural granola cereal.
Oh, okay. Well, now, granola, so cereal.
I'm suspicious. How is it that this story comes out on National
Cereal Day,
which was yesterday?
Right.
I'm just saying.
Game's afoot.
I don't know. It is interesting because of all days.
I was talking to somebody the other day, and it makes me think that sometimes they try to run one by us.
Yeah, I know.
Did they save their receipt is the big question.
Well, you know, you're right, and I would think that probably Walmart would want to make that right if they possibly could.
Scott, your Raisin Bran came in at number 9 in the top 9 best-selling cereals in the U.S.
Do you have the list?
I do have the list. Okay, so coming in at number 9 was Raisin Bran.
Okay.
Number 8, Frosted.
Does it say, is it post-Raisin Bran or is it Kellogg's Raisin
Kellogg's.
Bran?
Kellogg's.
Okay. Kellogg's.
All right. Yep. All right. Okay.
Number 8 is Frosted Mini Wheats, which is one of my faves.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, Lucky Charms.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Number 6, Fruit Loops. Number 5, regular Cheerios. So just plain old
Cheerios. Gross.
Yeah, number 5.
Well,
number 4, one of my faves, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Number 3, Honey Bunches of Oats, which they have great commercials.
With strawberries. Delicious.
What?
Well, this one says with almonds. I've got number 3 at Honey Bunches of Oats with almonds.
Oh, I like Honey Bunches of Oats with strawberries.
Oh, okay. Number 2, Tony the Tiger.
Really?
Frosted Flakes.
Wow.
Yep. And then your number 1 best-selling cereal in the U.S. is your Honey Nut Cheerios.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Come
which
at me,
I've talked about this before. I love cereal combos, and you can put Honey Nut Cheerios on just about anything, and it still tastes good.
Sure.
It's a great compliment.
And that's the thing, I guess, when you think about it, Honey Nut Cheerios works in so many lifestyle things. Now, I think with my kiddos, I was just doing the plain Cheerios.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But as they were growing up, they liked the honey.
Oh, for sure.
But yeah. The deal is, I mean, if you're in a restaurant and you got the kiddo, you can put, you know, a little Tupperware thing of Cheerios right there, and they just go to town.
Yep, yep.
And they're quiet,
yep.
Which is a good thing. So,
Zach, have you ever had that? It was like a cereal bar, and it was like Cheerios,
yeah.
Like a Rice Krispie treat,
yeah.
But
what?
Cheerios instead?
Really?
Yeah. Those used to be a big deal when I was growing up, and it was so much easier to grab one of those on the way to school than, you know, obviously sit down and eat a bowl of cereal.
And it had like the, it was half like milk.
Yeah.
That's the milk in it. Okay.
Yeah, well it was, I don't know, some kind of substance that was hard that was like
right,
milk.
Right, so it was like a Rice Krispie treat, but they had different cereals. That were in there, they're called cereal bars.
I had no idea they've done that.
I haven't seen them in a while, but they're tasty.
There you are. All right, so here we go. It's this weekend. Oh, by the way, I found the merge, okay? And we'll do the merge thing.
The merge.
Remember the traffic merge thing? I
found
Oh, thank goodness. I was worried.
Had nothing else to do.
Okay. The merge.
So, because there are people out there who are not driving properly.
Right, you're right.
But for residents of Bryan College Station, if you'll just listen up for just a second, we need your attention. Spring break is about to start.
Yes.
At the schools, okay? At the big school, okay? And the students are gone, and I guess staff gets, 3 days off or something? Is that the way that works? I'm not sure. Do you remember from your days working over there?
I'm sorry?
How many days does the staff get
off? Usually it's Thursday, Friday. So usually it's two. It might have been increased to three this year, though.
Yeah, they may. But here's the deal. Okay, yeah, you're saying it's only Thursday, but you tell me what lecturer who's teaching those freshmen, because, you know, do profs teach freshmen over there? But nonetheless. How many of them would not give a walk on a Friday before spring break, right?
Ugh,
you know
evil,
they're
evil
doing that.
People.
Yeah, there are. I mean, there's some who don't. But if the prof is giving them a walk on Friday, hopefully they told them on Wednesday.
Right.
You know, so they're already looking at, by about 1 o'clock this afternoon, hitting the silks and getting out of town. So understand, even though it's Thursday, you may be shocked at, once again, the people who are leaving town early.
The mass exodus.
And you know that Friday will be horrible.
Oh, yeah.
And then, you know, then the people who have public school kids will be leaving, too. So just be aware of that. In the meantime, on top of all of that, you need to be prepared for daylight saving time. So this Sunday at 2 o'clock, we spring forward. Okay? Spring forward. Yes, we'll gain more sunlight. Adjusting the time change can, of course, take a tremendous toll on our health. So here we are helping you prepare for daylight saving time. Number one, go to bed earlier. Get ready for the time change starting tonight by going to bed 30 minutes earlier. If you hit the hay half an hour earlier, this will prepare your internal clock for waking up an hour earlier on Monday. By making this little extra effort, you won't have to fight to go to sleep for 20 or 30 minutes, okay? So go to sleep tonight, and then, of course, tomorrow night go to bed early because it'll just be Friday night. There's no reason for you to stay up.
We're going to party.
Number two, adjust your clock the day before. If you have a relaxed schedule on Saturday, set your clock forward earlier in the day.
Oh, okay. So you're already getting used to
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
Makes
Shifting
sense.
The time of daily activities and meals can, again, help you prepare for the adjustment that you're going through.
Okay.
Get a good night's sleep.
Try
not to take a nap during the weekend. Avoid alcohol, caffeine, or nicotine. Any of those substances can affect your ability to fall asleep.
You just ruined my weekend,
I'm just
Scott.
No fun.
Either you
have no fun, but be prepared for daylight saving.
Either you want to pay the price to be prepared, or you're going to suffer horribly on Monday.
Okay.
Remember to exercise. Don't slack off. Going into the weekend, be sure you're walking, you're hiking, people don't hike here.
No, they don't.
Anyway, so do that, all right?
Okay.
And then
okay.
Finally, be productive on Sunday morning. On Sunday morning, avoid laziness.
What?
Expose yourself to as much sunlight as you can.
Okay.
This is for people who are too stupid to know about daylight saving time.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. This is just, you know. Hey, someone did text in, A&M does have off Wednesday through Friday.
Okay.
So congrats.
So once again.
Mom and dad.
Yeah. Once again, this will be a really productive week for them, too.
Right.
Because they'll be looking at Monday going,
Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay, we just rock it through here. Yeah. Just stay at the desk. Don't return any emails because they may want you to do something. And in the meantime, you can shoot it out of here.
Lower the shades, lock the doors, turn the lights off.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it.
Whether you're in need of toolboxes, towing hitches, bed covers, grill guards, headache racks, winches, or any other item to customize your truck or SUV, Texas Truck Riggins has it, along with an experienced, knowledgeable staff that takes great pride in providing professional installation that's second to none.
Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Good news. Barker's Heating and Cooling is here to make you feel good this winter with a new Lennox Home Comfort System. Best of all, at Barker's, they have plenty of options for high-efficiency heating for any budget. So feeling cozy at home doesn't mean you'll feel the pinch of high utility bills. Call Barker's Heating and Cooling today at 979-314-0618 for nice, perfectly warm Lennox comfort. Call 979-314-0618 or online at barkerservices.com. License TACLA 28101C.
Hey, honey, I really need you to get my oil changed. Can you do that this week?
Ugh, man, that means I gotta go get the oil, filter wrench, plus my time. I was planning on watching the big games this weekend.
I didn't say I wanted you to change my oil. All you have to do is take it to Allen Honda's Express Oil Change during their happy hour, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4. They have 8 lanes, they'll wash and vacuum it. It doesn't matter what car you drive, you get $10 off and you're in and out in a jiffy. So will you please take it to Allen Honda?
Oh, sure, that's easy.
That's Allen Honda's Express Oil Change.
The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Ag Council is hosting the 20th annual Crawfish Bowl on Friday, March 16th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Brazos County Expo. Howdy, I'm Jim Mazurkovich, Chairman of the Ag Council, inviting you to all-you-can-eat crawfish plus shrimp and hamburgers for only $50 a person. All proceeds after expenses go to supporting our 4-H and FFA members at the upcoming Brazos County Youth Livestock Sale. Join us Friday, March 16th at the Expo Complex. For more info, contact the Chamber of Commerce.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW 722. Moving back in with your parents can ruin your life. I'll let you know about that, just in case, you know.
Just in case you had doubts.
Well, and that's the thing, is because you have spring break, if you happen to be a student going back home, you'll be reminded that you probably don't want to go back and do that.
You know, my parents put in a pool after my brother and I moved out.
Oh, well, there you go.
And I've had some serious thoughts about moving back in.
Have you discussed that with them?
Yeah, they, no.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm thinking they probably.
They had nothing to do with that.
So what, now you get to take your towel and all your sun towel. Well, of course, you can keep all that stuff at the house.
Exactly. I'm just going to keep it there.
You can show up.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And just do that.
Yep. I'm here.
I'm here.
It'd be just fine.
My parents put in a pool before I left, so that was nice of them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's an above ground pool that's in ground.
What?
What? Really?
Yes. So my mom, we live on
East
a hill.
Texas,
yes, this is exactly what we're talking about. So we live on a hill, and my dad and I actually put this pool in, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
And so my mom wanted it to kind of, when you walk out of the door, that's at the top of the hill, and so have kind of like a little patio that you can just kind of walk right up to the pool, and then further down the hill, it's obviously going to be sitting up. So we more or less dug into the ground to put the pool in. It didn't do well after that first year because some of the water had leaked out. And so it didn't have anything pushing up against that newly moved dirt.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And it more or less just caved the sides in.
Oh, okay.
So we had to work on that for a little bit.
Is it usable still?
No, it's good. It's
okay,
good. We,
okay.
we had to go back and fix it and reline it and everything else. But
see, in East Texas, when you have an above ground pool, you just get people to kneel down next to it and you can tell them it's an infinity pool.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
What's an infinity pool, Scott?
Dang
straight. All right, so we all like Southwest Airlines. It's just kind of fun, you know?
That's so weird. I was looking at flights just
I'm
now.
Flying Southwest in June.
Are you?
Yeah.
And it's all fun and games until, well, a fight breaks
out.
Yeah, and apparently.
It's over the seats, isn't it?
And no.
Oh, okay.
No. And apparently, of course, somebody was there to record
it. Of course.
So here we go.
Oh.
Yeah. So there, just a little natural sound from the fight, which could have been anything.
So that's what was the fight? Did it say?
Yeah.
Okay.
A brawl broke out between two passengers on the Southwest Airlines flight leaving Love Field last Friday after police said a male passenger was accused of spitting on another passenger.
Ooh. Well, that's rude.
Yeah.
According to Dallas PD, about 10 o'clock on Friday morning of last week, Southwest Airlines flight scheduled to head to L.A. delayed because of the altercation. The Love Field unit of Dallas PD reported the officers responded to an unruly passenger refusing to leave the plane when asked by an airline representative during the investigation. Officers learned that the 20-year-old confronted the suspect, telling him to calm down and just get off the plane.
Just chill, man.
Police said that the suspect had assaulted the complainant by spitting in his face.
Oh,
gross.
My gosh.
Yeah, the fist fight broke out until the passengers
you know, and then not only
the
do you ruin your trip and the other person's trip, everyone else on the plane.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the little tag that I got from Fox News said that the fight was over overhead bins.
Oh.
Well, I can believe that.
Yes. Yes. Because there is a proper way to behave when it comes to overhead.
Sure, sure. There's proper bin etiquette.
That's true because, you know, if it can go in one way, don't turn it to take extra space.
Correct.
And if you have some that are of a certain age, they're too old that they didn't design them that way. But most of the newer ones in the last 10 to 15 years will fit in there the skinny way.
Or if you have like a backpack or a jacket that you can shove under the seat in front of you, do that. Don't take up room in the overhead bin with an article or an item that can easily be put underneath the seat.
Yeah.
So since we're talking about flight etiquette, why is it that whenever the plane lands and they say, please stay in your seat until we are fully stopped and we start unboarding, everybody stands up because nobody's going to listen, and they just stand there for 20 minutes.
Okay.
You're standing up.
This is my argument with that, because I hear people complain about that a lot. Now, obviously, yes, wait until the plane is parked and they take off the seatbelt. But for people who have been sitting on a plane for 2 hours, sometimes you just want to stand up and stretch your legs.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with trying to get off the plane the fastest.
I don't know
about that.
It's
just stretch. Like, you know, you've been cramped up in a seat for 2 hours. You just want to stand up and
even,
you know,
even I
stretch.
Want to do that.
Yeah.
Even I want to do that.
Yeah, because I've seen memes and people. I hate people who just stand up and stand there for 20 minutes. Well, it's better than sitting there for 20 minutes.
Yeah, it is. And again, you're not trying to elbow your way out into the aisle or anything.
No. People are still going to go out orderly most of the time.
I'm talking about the folks that already get up, they get their bags out of the overhead bin, and then they just stand in the aisle for 20, 25 minutes.
Now, that I don't know. I don't know. Or set it on the seat in front of them.
Yeah, something like that. And then you get that awkward, like, should you go or should I go thing. Like,
it's all about merging.
We got to wait.
That's right. We're gonna school you on merging in a little while. And we're going to talk to A&M coach Jimbo Fisher on the other side of the news. Let's have a look at the Brazos Valley weather forecast. We got that for you. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Partly sunny, high today about 68. Winds out of the east at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Then tonight, down to 48. Tomorrow, 71. Hey, Saturday, we got 81 degrees for a high. Cools down a little bit on Sunday at 67. And then Monday, 62. But we'll have some sunshine, which will be nice. Right now, we have winds out of the east at 6. Wind chill factor is still 44 in our fair sky. Temperature out there is 47 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family for friendly hometown family service. Contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Say, folks, it's been 6 months since President Trump rolled back Obama's unconstitutional executive action that granted amnesty to the so-called Dreamers. Trump threw the ball to Congress for a fix, which is where it belongs. 6 months later, no fix. So on Monday, Dreamers staged a sit-in at the DNC headquarters in Washington. They wanted to send the message that they blame Democrats, along with Republicans, for the stalemate. Some immigrants' rights activists, who are U.S. citizens, threatened to cancel their membership in the Democrat Party to make sure the Democrats get the point. Now, the chairman of DNC, Tom Perez, who's a lunatic, immediately went to the old playbook. He blamed Trump for cruelty and recklessness, for getting rid of Obama's executive action. But that old approach didn't placate the Dreamers. One protester blamed the Democrats for making a calculation to kick the can down the road, leaving them in uncertainty. She said that they're scared that they might be torn away from their homes and communities. Now, of course, nobody in the political establishment's willing to tell these young illegals where the blame really belongs. For years, Democrats have used these people as political pawns, so they deserve to have these kids protesting outside their door. And here's the thing. It was their parents who knowingly brought them into this country illegally and created this nightmare for the Dreamers. Let's not forget who started all of this.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
I was just reading the obituaries, and you know Bob from down the street?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, his lawnmower died.
Should we send flowers?
No, Karen, it's a lawnmower. We should send Mechanic in a Bottle.
This spring, if your lawn equipment doesn't start right up, get Mechanic in a Bottle. You don't need to remove the carburetor or, worse, pay someone else to do it. Mechanic in a Bottle will clean the fuel system and have your lawn equipment running within minutes. Available at the Home Depot, Tractor Supply, and Walmart, or visit mechanicinabottle.com. Trusted by engine and equipment manufacturers everywhere.
People make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter. One click, post your job to over 100 top job boards. Then, smart matching technology instantly alerts quality candidates about your job. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
To try ZipRecruiter for free, just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byanski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byanski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It is 46 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by American Momentum Bank. Building financial success one client at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Classes are canceled today at Sam Houston Elementary School. According to a Bryan ISD news release, a main water supply line broke yesterday, and shifting soil conditions are complicating the repair, leaving the campus without running water. Staff will report to campus as usual. A Bryan man who operates a massage business out of his home has been arrested on a charge of having a camera in his massage room. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 62-year-old Johnny Ward admitted to having a camera from a baby monitor that was inside a Kleenex box. BPD found out about the box from a woman who had been a customer for years. Ward is out of jail after posting a $30,000 bond. A Bryan man is in jail after his arrest, accusing him of sexually abusing a girl for more than 5 years. According to the arrest report from Bryan police, 37-year-old Austin Price denies the repeated contact and making threats that he would kill the victim and her mother if the girl ever reported what happened. Price was arrested last Thursday, remains in jail in lieu of a $12,000 bond. Bryan police responding to a narcotics complaint at the University Inn Motel last week resulted in two guests being arrested on drug charges. 55-year-old Daryl Young was also arrested on a warrant for a residential burglary. According to the arrest report, Young had more than $1,400 cash in a variety of denominations that the officer wrote was consistent with someone selling drugs. Officers found in the room about $1,600 of marijuana and narcotics. Young remains in jail along with 48-year-old Tanya Clemen Williams. How did a fully loaded Bryan school bus get stuck on a Bryan City street after school on Tuesday? Mayor Andrew Nelson provided the answer yesterday morning during a visit on our show.
Just due to a sewer leak near a manhole, and that created a void underneath the road. So we got that taken care of, and that's working great.
Nelson thanked the city employees who completed repairs where the street was reopened Tuesday night. Bryan ISD officials reported no one was hurt after the driver's side rear wheels went into the hole. Parents were notified, and students from Fannin Elementary were moved to another bus to complete their trip home, and the bus was scheduled for an inspection yesterday for any damage. While Texas A&M administrators attempt to limit the growth of incoming freshman classes, just the opposite is happening. President Michael Young told the Faculty Senate at its last meeting that there's been a goal of 10,000 incoming freshmen. For last fall, offers were made to 10,500. For next fall, offers will be made to 11,200.
Try and do what we can to ensure that this does not affect graduation rates, availability of classes, availability of majors to the extent we can possibly control for those.
Young says with 45,000 applications, those who are not admitted to the flagship could enroll at system schools setting up at the new Rellis campus.
The idea was if some of the other schools were to start a modest number of degree programs there, on the Rellis campus, they could, you know, they could still hang out with our A&M students, and it would be more desirable to come and get a degree from Texas A&M Corpus Christi here in certain fields than it would be to go to Corpus Christi.
Young says A&M's only academic involvement at Rellis will involve students who are part of Blinn's team program. Two more numbers from Tuesday's primary election. Texas Republican turnout set a record for a non-presidential year at more than 1.5 million. And there were more than 1 million Texas Democrats who voted, the most for a midterm primary since 1994. The election of a new chairman of the Brazos County Republican Party does not mean a move away from any political philosophy. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan, during his weekly Washington update on our show, says the philosophy of the local party lies with the voters.
The job of the county chair is to honor what the wishes of the voters are and to try to get as many voters as they can and to try to make sure those voters go out and vote for Republican candidates. And that's what David Hilburn will do.
Flores says of the 12 counties in his district, GOP infighting has taken place only in Brazos and McLennan counties.
That happened in McLennan County because there got to be a lot of infighting in the McLennan County party during the 2014 and 2016 cycles. And then ever since I've been in office, there was fighting in the Brazos County party. McLennan County fixed theirs, and last night Brazos County fixed theirs. Republicans in these counties and all our counties want to be unified. And so they made a choice to reunify rather than have these fights.
Flores endorsed Brazos County's new GOP chairman. Count Congressman Kevin Brady, whose district includes Grimes and Madison counties, among 107 House Republicans who asked the president to modify his plan for broad tariffs on steel and aluminum imports in order to avoid unintended consequences to the U.S. economy. The lawmakers say in a letter to the president that tariffs are taxes that make U.S. businesses less competitive and consumers poorer. They say they're eager to work with Trump on a more targeted approach and support his resolve to deal with China's unfair practices. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 47 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by American Momentum Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Are you surprised that we are now one of the fastest growing business communities in the nation? We're not. For years, the expert bankers at American Momentum Bank have been working on customized solutions specifically designed to help build and sustain financial success, one client at a time. That's the strength of Momentum. Visit AmericanMomentum.bank or call 979-774-1111. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning, 7:38, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts, Aggie-owned and operated. Malik, feel the difference.
High cloudiness moving into the area already this morning. A response to warmer temperatures, which are headed towards the region. Partial sun through the high clouds today, 65 to 70. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. We're 55 to 60. Clouding up tomorrow, breezy. Maybe a shower tomorrow afternoon. High somewhere between 65 and 70. Chance of a shower tomorrow night, breezy, 60 to 65. Mostly cloudy, breezy Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Fighting Texas Aggie baseball got the win last night.
That's going to be hit down the line. That's going to win this ballgame. Olsen Magic for the Aggies coming around to score is Cole Taylor on a double down the line by Bane Shane Vogel.
And Scott Clendenin with the call over on the zone. We'll talk a little bit more about that matchup as well as Aggie softball. Picking up a couple of big wins yesterday, and also Aggie Men's Hoops will be in action later on today. Now, as promised, we had a segment with Jimbo Fisher, the new Fighting Texas Aggie head football coach, a one-on-one with him yesterday called You Don't Know Jack About Jimbo. So here it is.
All right, guys, hanging out with new Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher. It's our segment. We'll call it You Don't Know Jack About Jimbo. We'll call it that. Coach, these are some off-the-wall questions. Again, I didn't come up with all of them. Scott did some, but just kind of getting to know you a little bit. He wants to know, what time do you wake up in the morning?
Generally around, range anywhere from about 5 to 5:15 to 5:30.
Okay. Now, do you have to set the alarm every time, or is it hard for you to
get up? I set an alarm to make sure, but I always tend to beat it.
All right, there you go. That's a little bit anti-me, at least. I get up about 4:15, so it takes some getting used to. So you get up out of bed. What's the first thing you're reaching for? You're reaching for a coffee mug? You drink a little orange juice? What is it?
Check your phone. How many messages or who tried to call you, or you know, if there's any kind of information or voice messages or something you might have slept through during the night or something like that.
Yeah. Are you one of those guys that you kind of need your morning coffee when you get up?
Oh, no doubt. For then I'm gonna go make coffee. Gotcha. And I'm going straight to the coffee machine after I check the phone. Usually as I'm checking the phone, I'm going to make coffee.
Yeah, sir. I understand. Pets, dogs, cats, all above?
Dog.
Dog? Okay. What kind of dog?
Dog guy. German Shepherd.
Okay, there you go. So big dogs. When was the last time, and he wants to know this, when was the last time you mowed your own lawn?
I couldn't tell you.
Really?
No, I can tell you the last time I mowed my own hayfield.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
West Virginia, I've done that a bunch every summer when I go home. Yeah. But the yard, I couldn't tell you the last time. I'm never home.
Yeah, no, I understand for sure.
There's always somebody doing the yard.
Yeah. Now, you went to Liberty High School up in Clarksville, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mom still teach up there?
She actually retired at 76 after 51 years, but she's a full-time sub right now.
Okay.
She's 81. She's got a full-time sub job right now.
Oh, wow. Okay. What was her subject? What did she teach?
Chemistry and physics.
Okay. And now, are you pretty good at that? Was that kind of your subject?
I could do it. Okay. I didn't say it was my favorite, but trust me, I had to do it.
Okay. I understand. Well, it was never my favorite either. I'm never good at any science or math, seems like. What was your favorite food that your mom made for you when you growing up?
That's a great question. We were always, it would still have to be kind of steaks and stuff. I mean, because we killed our own beef, mm-hmm. grew our own vegetables. I mean, but my favorite probably was just fresh vegetables out of the garden.
Okay.
I mean, I love fresh steak and all that, but I love fresh vegetables out of the garden.
Yeah. My dad puts a garden in almost every year, and tomatoes, nothing better than getting out.
We had a huge garden. Yeah. We had two of them.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Now, Rob Childress's mom, a baseball coach, his mom's a teacher. His handwriting is spectacular, and he credits her for that. Now, is your handwriting pretty good for the most part?
It's legible.
Okay.
Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. Yeah. It can be good, depending on how big a hurry I'm in or what I'm trying to write.
Yeah, between Scrabble and doctor handwriting and the rest of it, I understand. Now, were you ever called to the principal's office?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to contend with mom in there too? I mean, she worked on the same campus and everything.
No. Okay. I wouldn't go to school with my mom. I had to take her for class.
Oh, gotcha.
She's too tough. Too tough. Too good a teacher.
Gotcha. Now, did you have a senior prom?
Yes.
Okay. And Scott wants to know, what color tux did you wear?
White.
White? Okay. There you go. That's pretty classy.
I'll give it with top hat, gloves, and a cane.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was a little bit, I guess, a little bit more traditional than the Dumb and Dumber one, but yeah, you had everything else?
Yep. Gotcha. Sure did.
Now, did you have your own car growing up when you turned 16?
No.
Really? Okay. So what was your first car?
A Mercury Lynx.
Okay.
When I got to college.
Yeah, really.
I ran until it fell apart.
Gotcha. Now, Brett Bielema is known. He said whenever he knew he had officially arrived when he got his own car for recruiting from a school that he was working at. So what was your first car? What did you take on the road with you to go recruit?
Oh, wow. I want to say when I was – they were rental cars. We rented cars.
Okay.
And we had to rent cars. We were at Sanford University.
Gotcha.
It'd been the first one we ever took on the road.
Gotcha.
I think it was an Impala, too, one of those big Impalas.
Yeah, something you can take down the road for sure. Now, something that's interesting about you, you want to make jerky. I know you're a big jerky fan.
See, everybody says that. I don't know where that's not
really?
True.
No, okay.
I mean, I like beef jerky, but, I mean, I don't make it or – I mean, we grew up and everybody grew up and make deer jerky a little bit from your deer, but that's not a – that's an untrue –
okay.
Statement on there.
So it's an untruth, no muskrat jerky or anything?
No, none of that stuff.
Now, have you ever tried muskrat?
No.
Really?
I've shot them.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
Well, or trapped them, but no.
Yeah, just kind of
rolling the pond in a heartbeat.
Yeah, for sure. I've actually tried gator jerky before, which was okay. It was an
gator
interesting.
Awesome. Yeah. I love to eat gator tail. Gator tail is awesome.
Yeah, for sure. So I know you've gotten at least a little bit acquainted as you talked about you're hardly ever home, but so far, what do you feel like is your favorite part of Bryan College Station?
The people. I mean, it really is. I mean, you love, and I love the town, but I love the people. I think the genuineness of them and the true love they have for the university. It's very obvious.
Yeah. For Texas, how do you feel like you're a good cultural fit here? I mean, it seems like you kind of embody a lot of the same things that most folks do around here.
I do. My personality, I'm an outdoors guy. I love to hunt, love to fish, like trucks, yeah. Like outdoors, like grew up on a tractor, grew up on a farm, have cattle back in West Virginia, have a cattle farm back in West Virginia. Everything Texas kind of embodes. I love being outdoors, hunting, fishing, I mean, everything that goes with it.
I'm sure Chip will have a lot of fun with you here in just a little bit. But photo caught of you at the Houston Rodeo. You're on a horse. Mm-hmm. So what's it going to take for you to lead the team out on the field if you're on the saddle?
No, we're not going to do that. No.
But I take it you've been riding for a long time?
Yeah, since I was as little as I can remember. My grandfather bought me a horse before I was even born.
Really?
And they found out my mom was pregnant.
Oh, okay.
I grew up on a horse. I mean, grew up riding horses, barrel racing, parades, shows, all kinds of stuff my whole life.
Gotcha. Now, I know that you were a multi-sport athlete growing up. How much do you look for that in some of your athletes?
I like it in our athletes. I love to watch multi-sport guys. I mean, I think we get too specific way too early. I think it hurts development. I think it hurts mental development.
Mm-hmm.
And the way you compete, the way you do things. And I love to watch multi-sport guys. So generally, you can tell great multi-sport guys when you're watching film.
Yeah. So outside of football, I know that you played basketball and baseball. So besides football, what would you say is your favorite?
Probably would have been baseball next.
Yeah.
And I ain't sure baseball at the time wasn't my favorite.
Right.
I always loved baseball.
Yeah.
And then I played basketball a lot too, but probably baseball.
You get a couple more questions here. You coming in, I know that you run a pro-style offense. It's been spread here for the past couple of seasons. Do you feel like that's going to be an easy transition, or is it going to take some time?
Well, we can do in our offense, we do everything the spread does. We just do a lot more stuff and a lot more multiplicity of things. Guys, a lot more answers to questions. But the knowledge that the kids have to learn. I mean, they have to learn a lot more ball. There's a lot more responsibility on their shoulders and calls, checks. And it's just like, but it's like I say, it's what they do on Sundays. That's what's going to prepare them to play on Sundays, and that's why at Florida State we had as many guys in the NFL as anybody, because on the offensive defensive sides of the ball, when their games transcended right into the game, and when they got in those meetings and they got in those times, they understood all those things.
And I know that you work very closely with the quarterbacks. Nick Starkel obviously was the guy that was starting games at the end of this season. I'm sure you'll open up a competition. Lots of coaches do. But at least from your quarterback crew right now, what do you see from them and what are you hoping to accomplish?
A lot of hard work. Him, I mean, Nick and mine, I mean, it does a great job. Hustle, I mean, busts his tail, athletic, is picking things up. Now, Blumrick is very athletic, a big guy, really anxious to get a chance to work with him, and looking forward to working with these guys. I mean, and then we have quite a few walk-on guys in that situation. So, and you never know who's going to emerge. I mean, for instance, when I went to Florida State, they had three or four five-star guys, and there was a little guy in the back that no one talked about named Christian Ponder that all he did was go on to become Florida State's first-round draft pick in the history of the school. And, he wasn't supposed to be the guy. So, I mean, not saying that those guys won't, but you don't ever know. We'll go into the system and see what happens. But I will say this. All those guys have great personality. They're very energetic. They're working very hard. And have had great attitudes in all the sessions we've had.
Well, Coach, thanks so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Good luck this spring and going in the fall.
Thank you.
All right, guys, that wraps it up for You Don't Know Jack About Jimbo. You're listening to the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, that was great. Then he devolved into football. Then he started talking about quarterbacks. God.
I know. I had to ask at least a couple, right?
I guess so. Yeah, that way he'd know when you showed up at the news conference that you actually did know something about football. Anyway, good. Thank you for doing that.
No problem. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah.
I wish he'd tried muskrat. I'd like to.
Yeah. You know, that's on the – if you go to the Wikipedias, it says that he wants to open up an organic beef jerky. So somebody must be taking some liberties with his Wikipedia.
You're right. That's probably somebody from Florida that did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just to talk a little smack about him that wasn't true. All right, there you go. That's Jimbo Fisher, 749.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers
are created equal. Child's Dermatology uses the most advanced, elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Child's Dermatology for laser hair removal with the elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Fred Vateur believes in education. That's why he's worked so hard for Boston College for almost three decades. He's passionate about his work. So passionate, he's only missed 3 days of work in 25 years. Fred's enthusiasm has a lot to do with his childhood. He came from a broken home and grew up without a lot of support. Life has been an uphill battle, and nothing has come easy to him. And that's why he's been so determined to give his children opportunities that he never had. He's done that by teaching his children the importance of getting an education. From that description, Fred might sound like a professor or a school administrator, but for nearly three decades, he's been a loyal custodian working the overnight shift. He took the job all those years ago because his employment there came with an added benefit, free tuition for his children. Fred sacrificed higher wages for himself so his children could have opportunities that were never available to him. Both of his daughters and all three of his sons graduated from college without student debt. That would have cost Fred over $700,000. Fred may not be an educated man, but he's a smart one. He understands the value of his work beyond a paycheck. He also understands the value of sacrifice. Men and women like him are a great example of what great parenting is all about: love, hard work, and sacrifice. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Uma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit uma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Uma, the phone your small business deserves.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning, it's 7:52. Well, local radio folks got our first crack at new Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher yesterday. I asked Jimbo what he likes most about moving to the Brazos Valley.
The people. I mean, it really is. I mean, you love, and I love the town, but I love the people. I think the genuineness of them and the true love they have for the university. It's very obvious.
Now, if you didn't catch my interview with Jimbo just a second ago, of course, you can listen to it online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M baseball continued to roll yesterday.
0-1. That's going to be hit down the line. That's going to win this ballgame. Olsen Magic for the Aggies coming around to score. It's Cole Taylor on a double down the line by Bane Schoenvogel. Olsen Magic in the bottom of the 11th inning.
The Aggies trailed by as much as 5-0 before rallying past Northwestern State 7-6. Here's the man of the hour, Bane Schoenvogel.
Our coaches are always teaching us toughness and keep coming, don't ever give up on the guy next to you. So I think that had a lot to do with it tonight. Teammates are always in the dugout showing us great intent, always having our backs, and I think that had a lot to do with it tonight as well.
Ronnie Case and Sherrod picked up the win in relief, tossing 4 2/3 shutout innings as the Aggs improved to 13-1 on the year. Meanwhile, across the street, 6th-ranked softball swept Incarnate Word 7-0 and 8-3, respectively. Starter Trinity Harrington went the distance in Game 1, grabbing her 6th win of the year. Meanwhile, Game 2 consisted of the tag team of lefties Maddie McGrandel and Peyton McBride. Here's Coach Joe Evans following the sweep.
Yeah, nice to come here and finish this non-conference out with a couple more wins and get a lot of people in and give people a chance to get out there and show what they can do.
Coach and the ladies now sit at 21-3 on the year. Next up, the Aggs open up SEC play this weekend at home against number 17 Ole Miss. Well, coming as no surprise, Texas A&M's Kennedy Carter has been named the USA Today Freshman of the Year in women's basketball. The rookie from Mansfield leads all Division I freshmen with 21.9 points per game on the year and has set the Texas A&M freshman record with 722 points this season. In the men's game, the Aggies are in St. Louis today, getting set to take on Alabama in the SEC tournament. Now, the Aggs got the better of the Crimson Tide this past Saturday, 68-66, in what turned out to be an ugly game at Reed Arena. Coach Billy Kennedy was asked if he expects a similar matchup today.
I think it'll be whatever team can make some shots. I thought last game neither one of us made shots, and when we got a run, we can't stop ourselves with some foul trouble or Tyler's foul. I thought, even though I wasn't in full agreement of the call, but we were up 11, had a good momentum going, and the technical foul kind of stymied our run. We can't have moments like that at this time of the year.
The two teams have met twice already this season, with each grabbing a win. Tip-off is at noon, with broadcast right here on WTAW and RadioAggieland.com. We'll make it 17 wins in a row for the Houston Rockets. James Harden scored 26 points as Houston downed Milwaukee last night, 110-99. The Rockets maintained their hold of the best record in the league at 51-13. Now this evening, it'll be the San Antonio Spurs in action as they head out west to take on the team with the second-best record, the Golden State Warriors. Tip-off for that one is at 9:30. And the Texas Rangers have signed two-time NL Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum to a one-year, $1 million contract. The four-time All-Star has been plagued by injuries in recent years and hasn't pitched in the bigs since 2016. And that's been your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. I'm Zach Taylor.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great, too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 10 to 11 a.m., experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 10th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Planning, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Learn all about growing vegetables this week at Producers, another great class for the kids too. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
For over 20 years, Two Video has been your local source to preserve and restore precious family films, videos, and photos to beautiful digital DVDs and flash drives. Why risk sending your family treasures out of town? Two Video is located in South College Station, and you can find them online at twovideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. That's 690-6956. You created the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kids at Johnson School on school day.
Johnson, go to school.
Getting their hopes up.
No, sorry. Okay. It was a busted water pipe, huh?
Yeah. Wow. And it happened yesterday. Couldn't fix it overnight. They're still working on it. School is still scheduled for tomorrow unless we hear otherwise. So we'll keep you updated.
There was busted.
Today is a day without women. It's International Women's Day and a day without... How could it be both?
I don't know.
Day without women. This the deal is organizers tell you, don't go to work.
Take the
day off. Paid or unpaid.
Bye, Chelsea.
Later, homies.
And don't shop for one day and wear red.
I have a friend who works in retail and they're doing specials for women.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, well, that makes sense, though.
Right.
I'm all on board with that.
Right.
Granted,
I
don't get to benefit from it. But
they're doing like 20% off your purchase if you're a female.
Yeah.
Because apparently women make 20% less or something. Okay. There's still
That's
some
it.
Kind of reason behind it. But I said, well, good luck because we're not supposed to shop today.
That's right. How's that going to work out?
I don't know.
Well, maybe. Put it back and I'll pick it up tomorrow.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so the James Caan improvised the phrase bada bing.
Bada bing.
In The Godfather.
Okay.
And it became a catchphrase for real gangsters, you know, since there really are gangsters. So you heard the song Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone by Bill Withers?
Yes.
Wrote it while he was working in a factory making toilet seats for airplanes.
Really?
So think about that.
Inspiration comes in the most unique places.
It does. Captain Crunch was created by the same guy who gave us Rocky and Bullwinkle. Quaker Oats went to Jay Ward in 1962, asked him to come up with a mascot for a cereal, and he came up with Captain Crunch.
Cool.
And the word phony actually comes from telephone. Since the early phones had such bad audio quality, it made people's voices sound fake.
Ah,
yeah, see?
Phony.
That's why you listen. You can hear that kind of stuff. All right, it's going to be a pretty nice day today, actually, all the way through the weekend. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station Bryant, 8 o'clock.